This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 3rd. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out a little bit weaker, looking like we'll get some follow through from the reversal down the other day, but then they reversed back up and ended up on the highs of the day and into new highs in some of these deferred contracts. So the market not giving up, even when it looked like it was forming a minor double top and with a reversal down, looked a little shaky, come roaring back yesterday. So I still continue to think that we're in an upward trajectory, that we're going to stay that way into at least early November for feeder cattle. And for live cattle, that could stretch into the holiday season, into perhaps early December, when most of the holiday buying will be complete. But this is a strong market. The stock market's in good shape. The economy's in good shape. Domestic demand has been stellar. Exports have been solid, not exactly huge, but they've been solid. And, the numbers we're working through record numbers from the feedlots without hardly a hitch. The market's been able to just slowly grind its way higher in futures, which ultimately will support the cash. Cash markets have been steady the last couple weeks, but with the board grinding its way higher, it's fully expected the cash is going to eventually move higher as the feedlots are just digging in their heels. Packers are enjoying nice profits, and the feedlots are going to want to share that eventually. Box beef values yesterday were slightly lower. Choice down 19 cents at 205. Select down 65 cents at 194. The spread is at 1091. Movement 117 loads. We've seen some cash trade develop this week, just about 1,000 head at around 111 to 112. That would be up 1 to 2 from last week's average. The feeder cattle index is unchanged at 157.48. Excuse me. Show list so far, what's offered this week, at about steady with last week. So the feedlots continue to stay current, and that's very important considering we have record numbers on feed. And it's not been that bearish to the market that we have those record numbers. And again, they're spread out over a wide range of weights and marketing times. But for the most part, the demand has absorbed that. And it looks like that should stay intact, I would think, through the holidays. And then you get into tighter numbers. I think placements and demand for calves, well, first of all, placements will probably be down as we head into the fall compared to previous years. The demand for calves is going to be strong as we work our way through the corn harvest, which granted is seeing some delays, but nevertheless, you're still going to be cutting a big corn crop. You've got very good winter wheat growing conditions. You're going to be looking for calves to place on grass in the southern plains. And there's a number of bullish factors, I think, in the feeder cattle market that shored up. And as long as live cattle are holding together, that just adds more fuel to that fire. So it might be a choppy type of affair. You do get your pullbacks, but clearly they're well supported. And technically, the market is into new highs, and it's not backing down. It's not failing. And again, the breaks are well supported. So I'm sticking with the bullish outlook at least for the next couple months, and I think that we've got some room to move to the upside here, especially with feeders. I think they have a lot of room to move, and we're just getting into the seasonal run here, as the seasonal rally that we typically see especially when we have plentiful feed grain supplies. So that wraps it up for the week. The cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.